So many Americans now have medical debt that crowdfunding sites like GoFundMe have become a resource to pay medical bills. But this is not for everybody. Noam Levy with our partner KFF Health News visited with a cancer survivor who says asking strangers for money was something she just couldn't do.
Christy Fields was emotional as she cut the ribbon at a nonprofit store she recently opened to provide low-cost supplies for cancer patients.
Y'all ain't gonna see me crying today, that's for sure.
Fields was standing in a strip mall in Suffolk in eastern Virginia.
The one thing my mom always said was you fight whatever spirit that you don't want near you. So we're fighting this cancer thing.
Fields is 47. She's a mom, a Navy veteran, and the director of a preschool. Almost 10 years ago, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. It couldn't have come at a worse time.
My husband had just got laid off, and we had to move from our house into an apartment.
The couple had four children, and their new apartment was on the third floor.
So imagine having chemo treatments and walking up three flights of stairs. Not fun.
Adding to the stress were medical bills.
Whatever little money we had saved, it was gone within 6 to 8 months.
Then, one day at the hospital, Fields and her husband got some unsolicited advice.
We had one nurse that said, oh, well, maybe if y'all go on the news and say what was going on, people would donate money and help.
A lot of people do that. GoFundMe, the nation's largest crowdfunding site, hosted more than 250,000 medical-related campaigns last year. Health policy researcher Nora Kenworthy studies medical fundraising.
Our media, our social media is inundated with stories of campaigns that do super well and that are being shared all over the place. And those are wonderful stories, and they're not representative of the typical experience.
She says most campaigns actually fail to meet their goals. And fundraisers for people who are Black or Hispanic, they're even less successful. Kenworthy and her colleagues looked at 827 medical campaigns on GoFundMe that had raised over $100,000 in 2020. Only five were for Black women. Black patients also use the platform less, maybe because there's much less wealth in Black communities.
Your friends tend to be the same race as you. And so when you turn to those friends through crowdfunding for assistance, you are essentially tapping into their wealth and their income.
The median white family has about $184,000 in assets, such as homes, savings, and retirement accounts. For the median Black family, it's just $23,000. There may be another reason why Black Americans use crowdfunding less. Sensitivity about stereotyping. When Christy Fields' nurse suggested that she and her husband go to the public for help.
And we just looked at each other like, wait, what? No, we're not doing that.
Fields is the daughter of a single mom who worked fast food jobs while going to school. She gave Fields a strict lesson. Getting help from family and friends is one thing. Asking strangers is something else.
In the Black community, a lot of the older generation do not take handouts because you're feeding into the stereotype that's already perceived.
Political scientist Martin Gillen says the sensitivity is understandable. He's the author of Why Americans Hate Welfare.
There's sort of a centuries-long suspicion of the poor, a cynicism about the degree of true need.
He says that's been reinforced by the inaccurate view that poverty is a Black problem. Fields, who's African American, says instead of making people advertise their suffering, there's a better way to help. When she recovered from cancer, she and her family delivered groceries and dropped off gas cards for other cancer patients. Now she's opening what she calls a cancer care boutique, offering wigs and prosthetics and skin lotions at discounted prices.
When someone is in need, they don't want to be plastered all over your TV, all over Facebook, Instagram. They want to feel loved.
While helping others, Fields hopes someday she'll pay off her own medical debt. She still owes several thousand dollars.
That's Noam Levy with our partner KFF Health News.